This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the weather. Lots of Americans still shoveling snow. A storm moving across Canada is going to spread snow from Minnesota to New York today. In Michigan, there are warnings that heavy snow means slippery travel. President-elect Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been meeting privately with Republican senators. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
Hegseth's running into questions about his ability to effectively lead the Pentagon after a military career that included deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan but lacked senior military and national security experience. And questions about his character, including a sexual assault allegation which he's denied, and other reports that allege financial mismanagement, multiple incidents of intoxication at work events, and inappropriate behavior around female staffers. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's called some of those reports disturbing, but says Hegseth should have a chance to address them. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden's been visiting Angola. The AP's Sagar Magani.
At a slavery museum, the president inspected shackles and a whip, noting a big chunk of American slaves came from Angola.
Our nation's original sin.
But he says the U.S.-Angola relationship has become a lesson for the world, and they now stand shoulder to shoulder.
The United States is all in Angola.
Touting billions of dollars in investments there and in Africa as a whole, which he says will account for one of every four people by 2050.
The future of the world is here.
His trip's meant to counter China's influence on Africa and advance America's presence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In South Korea, there's a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol. It comes from opposition parties. He's facing pressure to leave office after he ended a sudden martial law declaration. This is AP News. Now to that holiday shopping.
There were 197 million shoppers during the five-day holiday weekend of Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. But that doesn't beat last year's record of 200.4 million. Consumer spending for the online shopping days during the holiday weekend give an estimate of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says shoppers will spend record amounts.
As consumers are prioritizing gifts and holiday items to make it special for their loved ones. And just as a refresher, our forecast for the winter holiday spending season, that's November 1 to December 31, is that sales will increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Shea added that spending on gifts is up. On average, shoppers this weekend spent $235 on gifts, which is nearly $10 more than last year's average. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.